Okay, a good an Issuchag to everyone. You know, they say that Issuchag, you know, we don't say Tachanun, it's a big deal. But I saw Rabbi Eli Mansour's daily halacha email. It says that from, I think, from Mechaim Pelagi, there's a special inyan by Issuchag on Shavuos. So maybe we could still hold on a little bit to the Yontif that we still feel very much spiritually and physically, you know, after a 3-day Yontif of eating and this and that. But we could still try to glean a little bit from the Yontif. Rav Zilberstein brings down an amazing shaila that someone once asked him, should I learn on Shavuos night or should I say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos? What's the Tikkun Leil Shavuos? Tikkun Leil Shavuos is a tremendous, tremendous minhag that goes all the way back from the Zohar, and the post can bring down from the Prima Gadim said to do it. Yisov Shor Shavuos said to do it. Derech HaChaim said to do it. And the Chasim Sofer did it with his Talmidim, and the Adera did it with his. What's this Tikkun Leil Chatzos? It's actually going through the saying all of Tanakh, the Shla added to say all of Mishnayis and Tarag and Mitzvos, and other also Zohar passages to be able to say it. So someone comes to Rav Zilberstein now and says, Rebbe, what should I do? Should I learn Torah as much as I can on light, or should I do this Tikkun Leil Shavuos by saying Tanakh and the Shla added Mishnayis and all the Tarag and Mitzvos and all these tremendous, tremendous, tremendous things? Which one should I do? So Rav Zilberstein basically answered the following. He said, when it comes down to it, whatever a person usually does, that's what he should do. If a person usually learns Torah, you should.
This is the new one.
If you usually learn Torah Shavuos night, you should learn Torah Shavuos night. If your minhag in your family to do Tikkun Leil Shavuos, that's what you should do. If, however, you know, sometimes the Tikkun Leil Shavuos takes three, four hours. Sometimes, you know, you can't do both. What do you say you should do? He said, you know, just do Tanakh, because the Tanakh was really the Iker Tikkun Leil. And at the end of the day, the Shla added the Mishnah. You don't do Mishnah, so do Tanakh. Probably Tanakh takes two and a half hours to be able to say the whole Tanakh, and then be able to learn. Said so someone once came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked him this shaila. It's brought down in Orchas Rabbein of Chelik Beis Amud Sari Ches, page 98, and he asked him this exact thing, Rebbe, what should I do? I'm getting a lot of people in the yeshiva saying that you should do the Tikkun Leil. You should learn. What should you do? And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said the Chazon Ish was once asked this question. And he said, to one bachur he told to learn to do the Tikkun Leil, to say the whole thing all night. And to another bachur he said, you should learn. Listen to the lashon he said. So the Chazon Ish hikir heitiv es hashanayim. He always saw the good, and he saw the two different things. He said, one guy, he said that every year he actually said the Tikkun. Va'ata shemagia lishol kinira sha'ala sapik belibo. Ulai eno nohe geshur v'chi adiv lumon. Now that this guy has a suffix, maybe he shouldn't do the tikkun. Maybe he should learn all night. But I know lo the hagi tikkun. He said, you know what? Just do the tikkun. It's okay. And then, what do you do to the other guy? Kilomar, yacho atal lahamshik b'manag lahagi tikkun. He said to the first guy, you should still continue your practice of doing the tikkun though. But on them eitzal sheni, the second guy, haya hepech me'odo lo omar tikkun. He said, don't say the tikkun. Do what you regularly do. Do what you regularly do. Don't think that you should say the tikkun. Meaning, Chazon Ish saw, one guy who usually does the tikkun, do the tikkun, and the guy who usually learns. But don't start thinking that I should do what my friend's doing. If what your family minhag is that you should do the tikkun, and you should say the tikkun aloud, you should say all of Tanakh and say all of Mishnayos and these other Zohar Kabbalistic passages, and that's what you should do. But don't think that you're doing something less than who's learning Gemara or Mishnayos or Chumash or what, or you know, learning Sfas Emes or Bikiva Ega, whatever it is. And so the second guy, he said, if you're learning, don't look over your shoulder and say, oh, and now I'm looking over at my shoulder and looking over my shoulder, and maybe I'm doing the wrong thing in Shavuos. No, what you're doing is just as good. And that's what Zorbison really adds. He said, someone who wants you should do whatever your minhag is. You want to be able to do both of them. Say the Tanakh, that's the Ikar Tikkun, and then learn the rest of the night. Oh, so why do we do the Shaila after Shavuos? I don't know, to be honest with you. Maybe because I only saw the Shaila right before Shavuos. At the end of the day, I think it's a very important message now going into the summer. Sometimes we're always comparing ourselves to this guy learning, that guy learning. We have to be able to do on our level. Obviously, we shouldn't chintz ourselves out to be able to say, oh, I can only learn one mission or whatever it is. We have to be able to do a real cheshbon to see whatever I can handle during the summer. But there should never chas shalom be a day that goes out without limud Torah, a day without tefillah, a day without gemilas chasadin. So Bezer Hashem, we should be zochah to take this message of Rav Zilberstein, who got it from the Chazon Ish, who told one bracha to do the Tikkun Leil and Shavuos, and one bracha to be able to learn the whole night. Bezer Hashem, we do this, we'll all be together next year in Yerushalayim, Bezer Hashem, the Shana Baba Yerushalayim, whether we're doing the Tikkun Leil, or be able to learn Torah, Bezer Hashem, Yisbar. Shkoich, have a good in Yisrochah.